And joining us on the line now is the general manager of the world champion, NBA champion, Dallas Mavericks, Donnie Nelson. How are you doing today, Donnie?
Eric, we're doing good, man.
Great. Congratulations, first of all, on the championship. I mean, it was an outstanding series. And as I know, Dirk Nowitzki and Jason Terry and Jason Kidd and everybody pretty much has addressed a million times, there definitely was that feeling, even here in Canada with NBA fans and everything else, that it was Miami against the world, because suddenly pretty much everybody up here was rooting for the Dallas Mavericks. Nobody wanted to see Miami taking this thing, and it was a thrilling series no matter who won it. But the good guys came out on top, in a sense, I suppose, for a lot of people's perspective.
Well, bless your hearts. Don't go changing.
Well, that might change quickly when the next season starts, but we'll see.
Yeah, there you go. No, we just, you know, look, our fans down here have waited 31 years. We've been through lots of ups and downs and all arounds. You know, we knew coming in we weren't a perfect team. But I tell you what, we're kind of a throwback because, you know, we had guys in that locker room that, you know, the chemistry was really, really good. You know, we didn't have the quote-unquote star power, the, you know, Superman factor, but we had a bunch of guys that pulled together and we played well at the right time. And, you know, I guess what we are is hope for anybody out there that, you know, if you get a good group of guys together and they all are pulling the wagon in the same direction, shoot, anybody can do it.
Donnie, how difficult is it to stick with that core? From your perspective, you know, putting the teams together year after year, and I'm sure sitting down with the rest of your management team and with Mark Cuban and saying, okay, are we staying with Dirk? Are we staying with Jason Kidd? Do we need to get younger? How do we tweak? How do we add? And just trusting that what you've been doing right for so long will eventually bust through.
Well, we've been, you know, Dirk is very unique. You know, we never, ever... you know, it's almost like having a Gretzky, and you don't switch gears when you got a guy like that who's the caliber of player that he is, but he's also, you know, the kind of guy you want your daughter to marry. He's just, he's a better human being than he is a player, and he's carried the character, you know, integrity baton around Dallas for 13 years, and he really earned the right to, you know, have a chance to, you know, defend what he's done here for many years and, you know, sip from the cup. So when you start with a guy like that, and you really surround him the best you can, whether it's, you know, draft and free agency, Jason Kidd certainly, you know, is drafted here. It's another, you know, chapter of the story, drafted here, and then we were able to reacquire him at the tender age of 38, you know. He and Dirk and the rest of the guys on the team never won a championship. And so we were very, very hungry, very motivated, and we played well at the right time and we were able to pull it off.
Speaking with Donnie Nelson, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, I guess, Donnie, now the question for you and for the rest of your management team is, how do you duplicate it, or how do you at least keep the core together? And let's even just ignore the potential lockout or something and how that might affect things. But just looking at your team and looking ahead to next season, how do you try and just keep that core going forward then and keep that momentum going?
Well, there's certainly a financial component to it, you know, and that's the business side. But when you got guys that are part of something special, it's a lot easier to re-sign those folks. And, you know, we've got a real simple philosophy, you know, around here is get guys with heart, get guys that are winners, and get guys that, you know, buy into what you're doing. And from Rick Carlisle and, shoot, the guy you just grabbed from us, Dwayne Casey, they did an unbelievable job. Mark certainly makes all of our jobs a lot easier for what he brings to the table, but the guys that really, you know, get it done are the guys in that locker room. And, you know, it's just another testament to, you know, the stuff that your mom and your dad and your high school coaches tell you, you know, give it all you got. You know, this game's about heart and passion, and that's exactly how we won the title.
Donnie, I want to ask you about Dwayne Casey in a second here, but two other guys with Raptor connections, one more so than the other. Sean Marion's time here in Toronto was very brief. It was a cup of coffee, There was some speculation as to whether or not he'd be back, but then, of course, he ended up being a part of the whole orchestrated deal that involved Chris Humphreys and Hedo Turkoglu, and I'm still trying to figure out how that all went down a couple years ago. I mean, that was one of the most bizarre deals, I think, in history, and the way that it technically worked and monetarily worked. But talk to me about Marion's impact on your team since he's been there, but especially this year in the defensive turnaround that you had, and also a guy that looked to be a Raptor for about 3 seconds before we found out that the deal was off the table, and then suddenly the Mavericks swept in the next day and grabbed Tyson Chandler from the Charlotte Bobcats, and how those two players specifically helped with the defensive turnaround for your club.
Well, Sean, you know, he had the real good years in Phoenix, and then, you know, it seems like a couple of years he just kind of couldn't find himself, and it was just one of those right place, right time situations. You know, he came to us. I tell you, when they signed him, you know, a lot of we actually caught some heat on that from a national perspective, because folks kind of thought he might have been, you know, past the prime or what have you. But, you know, that's great coaching, and you know, you just got our Dwayne Casey, got our defensive guy there. He more than anybody took Sean and transformed him into a defender. And if you think about the guys that Sean had to go up against, you know, you're talking about two of the greats at that position to play the game, maybe in the history of the game. You got Kobe Bryant. You know, you've got Kevin Durant, you know, and then obviously you got LeBron James. Well, you know, Sean had to lock horns with all three of those guys, and Caron Butler, his backup, you know, never saw a playoff minute, so there wasn't much reinforcement. So we're certainly not, you know, having a parade last week without the presence of Sean Marion. And then Tyson Chandler, you know, I know that that was a very strange set of circumstances, and I know in talking to Brian, who's a close friend from the Phoenix days, that that was something that really he was really trying to get done, and for whatever reason it didn't happen. But you know, lucky for us, you know, we were able to kind of pick up where the deal left off, and he certainly has helped us win the cup as well.
Speaking to Donnie Nelson, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, you mentioned Dwayne Casey, and obviously another guy that had an impact on that defense, not to take anything away from obviously the rest of the coaching staff, specifically the head coach and Rick Carlisle. But you also mentioned Colangelo. Brian shared a story with us the other day, in that on the night that your club won the championship at about 1:30 in the morning, Rick Carlisle phoned Brian Colangelo to basically say, what's it going to take to get Dwayne Casey up there? I'm sure it hurts you or hurts the coaching staff in a sense to lose a guy like Dwayne Casey, but to me that says a lot about Rick Carlisle as well, that, you know, he's not selfishly trying to keep a guy down. He's trying to promote one of his assistants and open a door for him to a better opportunity.
Well, you know what? That's what family's all about. You know, I mean, you want your kids and your son and your daughters and assistant coaches to have opportunities. You know, I've known Dwayne, you know, for many, many years. He's one of the classiest human beings I've ever been around. He's creative. He's got the package, you know. We kind of made him our defensive guy because he was simply, you know, the top guy on staff, but he's got the whole thing, and players love him. Our guys absolutely love playing for Dwayne, and it was you know, it's going to be a loss for us. We're still trying to figure out what we're going to do there. But, you know, Brian made a great hire. Dwayne certainly is deserving, you know, of this opportunity. And I think the future is really, really bright up there.
Donnie, I just want to ask you one last one in terms of the draft last night. I know you guys had the late first-round pick at 26th overall. How active were you last night in terms of either staying where you were, moving out of the first round, trying to move up? Because it seemed like, depending on who you talk to, this is a draft that might not have been stocked with superstars, but the depth in terms of rotation guys, guys that could make a difference, or guys that played key roles, it seemed like a lot of general managers got enamored with certain players, and there appeared at least to be, in the hours leading up to the draft and even during the draft itself, a lot of activities with clubs trying to get into that top 10, top 15 to grab certain guys.
It was a very active draft, and I can tell you guys got one of the real diamonds. I mean, I was, what, four Olympics with the Lithuanian national team. That's my backyard. That's my second home. And I'm telling you, you are going to love Jonas. He's young. You're going to have to be a little patient with him. But I tell you what, that kid has got a heart as big as all outdoors, and he's skilled. He's talented. He's going to be a centerpiece for you guys for a long period of time. I think Brian made an excellent choice. I would have done the same thing at that slot. But no, it was a draft of activity last night. And I think after about, you know, towards the end of the lottery, the talent pool kind of slipped. And certainly when you're getting, you know, 20 on down, it was, you know, there was a slot there of about 15 players that could have got, you know, jumbled up in any shape or form. And we were kind of in the middle of that. So we had a flurry of activity, and we were able to, you know, take our first round pick and go get Rudy Fernandez, which to me made a lot of sense because we've got a guy that's not just a, you know, young guy, but he's been around the block a few times and is more of a known quantity than a rookie.
Donnie, I said that was the last one, but I've got one quick one. We've got about a minute left here. When you said that you would have made the same choice if you were in the same position as the Raptors and going after Jonas at that point, would it be fair to say that if not for the buyout issue, that Jonas may have gone even higher or might have even been ranked higher on other teams' draft boards? Because you listen to some of the other folks from around the league, and many people say, hey, we project this guy to be better than Cantor. I don't know where he ranks up against Derek Williams, but some are saying that he is the best big man in the draft, yet instead of going 3 to Utah, he falls 5, to the Raptors.
You can definitely make that case, but you know what? It doesn't matter where they go. Shoot, we've got Dirk at 9, you know, and so when guys fall to your areas, you don't question it. You just accept it. You know, you guys certainly did your homework. You know, Brian and the boys were over there quite a bit in Lithuania, and you definitely got a player there. And I'm really excited for you. I'm excited for Brian and Dwayne, and the future's bright in Toronto.
Donnie, really appreciate the time today. Again, congratulations on the championship and all the best next season.
Have a great weekend, Eric.
There is Donnie Nelson, the general manager of the world champion, NBA champion, Dallas Mavericks.